Welcome, folks, to another episode of Who's Ghost Stories. I am Reiki Master Medium, Andrew Huzar of Huzar Reiki Readings. We've got our research expert, Sean, and our paranormal enthusiast and cryptid expert, Professor Alex Wheaton. Today, we have an exciting episode. Once I found out about this place, it immediately went to the top of the list of places that we have to do. I keep a running list of topics I want to do. This one wasn't even on the list. I found out about it through like separate comments, and it just jumped to the top. So I'm excited. If you thought the episode on Gore Orphanage was wacky, just wait. We're going to take you on a ride.
Here we are.
Is this one in Ohio?
No, this one's in Pennsylvania.
We're back in PA.
So we're coming back east.
Hometown heroes.
Again, link in description below to order yourself some crystals from spiritmagica.net. Use the link. We'll get a little kickback. And then make sure you use coupon code WHOSAR11 to treat yourself. 11% off your order. You'll get some good stuff. You'll get some lovely crystals. Use them however you want. If you're going to Devil's Road, take them with you with a battle axe.
Yep.
But we'll go ahead. We will dive in. Sean, take us on a stroll to Devil's Road.
Alex,
battle axe?
We'll find out.
You mentioned in the last episode trees. We got trees for you.
Have we got trees?
Okay.
Embedded in the legend.
Whoever's listening, Sean, our research expert, and Andrew do a lot of research and read about it. We find that it's better if I don't know beforehand, so I'm hearing it first time. So
this is kind of how the process works. I find places, I get uber excited, and I hand them to Sean.
Yep.
And then he does the research.
I give him a bunch of links that I found, and I just let him go to town. I'm like the dog. I just get excited reading about a place, and I start freaking out, and then I'm like, all right, here you go. Figure this out.
And then I translate it into an hour and a half of reading through everything and typing.
And some of these sites are weird. They are not...
Oh, I've seen some of them things.
I do some deep dives. My work computer gets a lot of... This website is restricted. So, you know.
Somehow makes that better. Okay.
Gotta do what you gotta do, though. But
Sean, take us away. Devil's Road.
In Chad's Ford, PA, there is an unmarked road by the name of Kosert Road. This road is narrow enough to fit a single car and is lined with trees that seem to bend in eerie ways. Along this road lies the home of the DuPont family. This home is known as the Cult House, and this road is called the Devil's Road.
The trees along Devil's Road seem to bend and grow away from the Cult House. They aren't cut, and in some cases, these trees grow away from natural sources of light. These trees are littered with no trespassing signs and covered in satanic and KKK graffiti. One such tree is referred to as the Skull Tree. The base of the tree eerily resembles the base of a skull and is rumored to have been grown around the remains of deformed babies buried there. When driving on the road, you will be watched by and eventually chased off by all black trucks. People have reported to see people dressed in hoods and trench coats gathering in the woods and large flames followed by screams that sound like a person being burned alive.
The DuPont family amassed a fortune in the chemical industry. To keep this fortune within the family, it is said that the family would resort to incestuous marriage to cousins. The house became a safe haven from judgment not only of the incest, but the deformed offspring as well. The grounds of the house are covered in carcasses of animals that resemble sacrifices. Sorry. What? The woods near this creepy area were the very appropriate filming location of M. Night Shyamalan's The Village. If you are curious to visit this location, please be careful. Whether the grounds are still home to the DuPonts, or a satanic cult, or just people that want their privacy, it is best to respect their wishes. Otherwise, you may be able to find out the secrets of the cult house. But I don't think you'll be able to share that information with any of us.
Yeah, this is whacked out. So
what the
f-? Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, like,
so
this is like Devil's Rejects meets Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Not even Devil's Rejects. This is like House of a Thousand Corpses. This is like Rob Zombie not being reined in at all.
This. So the one thing I wanted to ask if you came across was the one story, because almost everything of this that I could find is someone's account of what happened going there. And a lot of them were the exact same, but one of them was interesting in that across the trees at neck length there was fishing line hung.
Yeah.
And the person in the comments just was like, probably just teens. And I'm like, the rest of this thing though, I would not go near that fishing line if I were you.
Yeah. If it's at neck level, there's a reason for it.
Yeah. So they're like, probably just some teens. And I'm like,
yeah, as soon as they said just some teens, I'm like, what teens go around decapitating people?
What teens go around pretending that they're going to?
Like, as a prank, that is the worst prank, because you could literally kill someone in a heartbeat. Like, that's not even a prank. That is just attempted
fooled
murder.
You.
Yeah, like, so if those are the pranks people are seeing out there, you're already off on a rough foot. But yeah.
Whereabouts is Chad's Ford, PA?
So it is nearest by the Delaware border.
Yes. Okay. It's right above the Delaware border.
Yeah.
Well, that explains a lot of that, but continue, yeah.
But yeah, very, very interesting legend here. The trees growing away from the sun and away from the house, it's always described as they are trying to escape the house, reminded me instantly of
the almshouse.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Was those trees, the way they bent away. Out and away. First thing I thought of. The skull tree is just terrifying to me.
Yeah, there's a picture of it, too.
Yeah, like, and it does look like a skull.
It looks like the base of a skull.
Which
there's, like, an opening on the bottom.
Again, like, we've...
It's pretty gnarly.
We've said before, chicken and egg, what came first? Did somebody find the skull tree? Or were they really putting deformed babies
in there to get rid of them? Yeah, and this is the way it grew.
Yeah.
Like...
It is just a crazy legend, and all the things that people are saying are still happening there, like you said, are satanic or KKK. It is crazy to me that this is the second legend of a road in a remote area, and the KKK has popped up again.
Right.
I'm not as surprised by that part, but, you know.
Well... And people have driven on it in the day, and they see it's a fleet of these trucks.
Yeah.
It's a fleet, I should say, of these trucks. And everybody either ends up with a truck chasing them or just kind of driving behind them. And at night, they drive behind you without their lights on.
Yeah. So I see the trees.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll find the skull tree.
God, that's terrifying, the way the trees are just...
Yeah, like, the fact that these black trucks are so insistent of keeping people out definitely makes you think that something is going on there. If you're just trying to keep people off your property, that feels like an extreme level to do it. So it definitely makes you think that there is some sort of like cult or activity there that people don't want you to see.
Yeah.
I did read one account, too, and it was the only one that was really like that, so I can't... I mean, none of this we can really say what's fact and fiction. This car was going back up there because they got chased down once. They're going back up, and they saw a minivan of an old couple got, like, pulled over by the trucks, and the people in the trucks were taking them out of the van. I don't know... how true that is, but right. Again, like, if that's happening, there's something there going on.
Well, and I'm less inclined to believe that, since other articles were talking about how police will fine you if you trespass there.
Yeah.
I don't think police are going to necessarily be okay with these people abducting people and burning them alive. But, maybe, I don't know.
And none of these sounded like police chasing people off.
No.
When they mentioned the trucks. They sounded like big black pickup diesel trucks that were revving up behind you. The historical part of it, the DuPont family, is messed up enough in the past.
Mm-hmm.
With the incest just to keep their fortune in the family.
Right.
Especially...
It reminded me a lot of, why can't I think of what it's called? Continue, and I'll think of it.
Eventually, because I know, like, historically, back in the Middle Ages, people would marry their cousins, all that stuff, but, like, you're talking about a single family in this location. Those cousins are eventually going to become closer and closer related. There's going to be a lot of deformations and problems with these kids as they're coming up. And eventually they would have to start disposing of these bodies and these people. I could definitely see that paying into then the skull tree.
Well, the place I was thinking of is the movie Nothing But Trouble.
Which, oh, yeah.
Which, I absolutely love that movie. But everything about this, I'm like, wow. We've got potentially a corrupt police force. We've got people going missing. We've got a weird, reclusive family in this, you know, this house. It's like, everything about it, I'm like, this seems a lot like Nothing But Trouble.
If somebody else owns this property and all this is happening, I feel terrible for them.
Right?
If they want nothing to do with any of this. Good luck reselling that property. Yeah, from all the people that were there, it was weird. From everything I read, like, I didn't hear any, like, ghostly accounts. It was all black trucks, or, like, one of them said they saw, like, a weird, skinny-looking girl, but it wasn't a ghost.
Right.
And, like, she was running away from the house. So, I mean, it is interesting that we had the ghostless ghost story. We don't even really have a ghost or a ghost story here.
Yeah.
There's just this legend around.
You know, all the research that I found was all stuff. Probably around 2008 to present.
Yeah, I agree on that.
So, makes me wonder how much of this popped up after The Village was shot there. Was this a legend prior to The Village?
So,
or is this something that was fabricated because The Village was shot there?
I did a tiny little extra backup thing, and apparently there were legends of the area, not necessarily of, like, the specific things, but it was always Devil's Road. That one, yeah. In the 1980s.
Okay.
So there were some local legends, but
about the road
and the possible cult house, and that was partly because one of the people that I was just literally quickly looking up apparently said the windows had like a cross pattern on them, which is why they thought. So it was more of a like.
Did you find the tree?
Yes. Apparently, the tree's been cut down and filled with cement.
Oh.
That makes me have a lot of questions about it.
Yeah.
Regardless of that. But yeah, it was
cut
like...
cut down a tree, remove the stump, and you fill it with cement. That is,
It's a little weird.
Very weird.
But the fact
that...
What
was in that stump?
It's not just PA, but it's also over the Delaware border. They also have stories about that road that's in PA, and it's like... Yeah. There's something there. It's been around for a lot longer, but definitely The Village helped...
Bring it to popularity.
Yeah, it went from being a local legend to being something a little wider known simply because of The Village.
So it's almost like it was their Axe Murder Hollow.
Yep.
Village gets filmed there, and now it's this, hey, Devil's Road is down there.
Yeah.
With the cult house.
Which is part of the reason why, apparently, the SUVs the black SUVs are the... The road is still used.
Yeah.
There's people that still live on it, and so it's...
It's a public road.
Yeah. It's the... It is the people that live there. They have... According to several people, they were saying, like, it's actually, like, some people that live locally that patrol it at night to, you know, stop teens that are trying to go there for, you know, all the village was here. It's the... Yeah. That kind of thing. So...
Right.
On the one hand, it's definitely the cliche, you know, you keep the kids out and that further perpetuates the legend. But the fact that the legend itself of Devil's Road and this kind of cult house, the DuPont family, like, those are fact. The DuPont yeah. family yeah. is fact. The fact that they were incestuous and had, that's fact. There was beliefs that there were apparently, like, very offensively, but midgets and carnies that lived in that area, but it all comes from, you know, the deformed children of incest. Like, that's where it comes yep. from. But all of the kind of extra legends that very quickly I was starting to see are all based off of this part, which is the more factual part. Mm-hmm. So we know that the DuPont family existed. We know they lived there, and we know they were incestuous.
Yeah, just like Pigman Road.
You know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, too. We know the history, the Both real...
Have trucks up, shit, going around the area.
Yeah. Yep. We have that physical, real history that is weird enough that it created this kind of myth, and the question is how much is fact and how much is legend. As you said previously, some of the best myths are the ones that are rooted in fact, so
yep.
we have the fact right here. That third whole paragraph, that the whole weirdness of that, definitely that is our 100% fact. We can point to that. So it's interesting to know. I definitely want to just remind the fact that it's satanic and KKK graffiti that's been seen. Let's be honest.
It's most likely the kids.
How many teenagers typically will be like, oh, I'm going to do that?
Right.
They're more often than not.
You look at any abandoned building, and
yeah, there's you're gonna find something that would
line up with pentagrams.
It's gonna line up with Satanism or with something very racist. It's always right. So you know that's gonna be there. But the story that you brought up about the fit, that is a whole other thing, and I don't know what I want to think about that.
Yeah, it's bonkers.
Yeah,
and it's interesting. If the black trucks are people that live there trying to chase people off, again, that feels like kind of like a little bit of an extreme way to get people out of there.
Right.
And now you've only built the legend up even more to the point.
To make more people go there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's a major part. Yeah, that's a major part of the legend now is part of, like, the posts where they're like, ah, I didn't get to see the trucks for people that didn't experience anything. So now
they're going to go back and then
yeah.
try to get the trucks.
Instead of trying to figure out a different way, you've just created a new problem or made the problem even worse. And like we talked about with Pigman Road, this family had a fortune. Depending on how big it was, they could still own the property and the descendants could still be there. Like we talked about yeah. possible carny people living in the forest, and that's where people cease, like, weird things. Could be a similar thing here if there's still descendants living in that area or on that property.
Yeah,
you're catching glimpses of them. You're gonna think something's going on when it's just.
And if you have facial or deformities, you're gonna wear hoods and yeah. trench coats.
Yeah, like there's a lot of scientific reasons behind it, but.
There's
so much possibility with this. I definitely agree with wanting to visit, because this yeah. is... We should visit during the day, because that's apparently the polite thing to do in the area. So, but I am more interested in the house itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, is it still standing?
From everything I read, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's in the best of shape, but I do think it is still there. Because that's part of the things people go looking for, and that's where they see the animal carcasses around the house.
Yeah, that does not surprise me. in the least. If you are a marginalized group of people that's hiding out there that, you know, people usually come at you, you're going to do what you can in the area. And if that means you're hunting small game and eating it, and I'm not saying that that's right. what it is, but...
Well, and it's going to be pretty hard to get DoorDash there if you're chasing them away.
So. Yeah. So I wonder, like, and I don't know if there are, like, any records we'd be able to find. I wonder, like, if there's any, like, official records at, like, local police or anything that know that there are people there or that something's out there that they just leave alone.
Right. If anyone ever called in noise complaints or,
right.
you know.
That would be interesting to see, too. The trees are definitely interesting just because, again, they draw right to what we saw with our own eyes. And right. if you've
trying already, to escape.
Yeah. If you've already got the Colt house and this building legend, whatever's causing those trees is definitely going to get added in there, which it could wow. be energetical. It could be...
And as we know, and that's why, you know, incest is a bad thing. A lot of times when you are having... those kind of births, the baby doesn't survive.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are constantly trying for an heir and the child keeps dying, there's untold numbers that could potentially be buried there.
Yeah.
Not that they did anything to them or that they murdered them or anything.
Look at some of the concrete in there. Sorry. I found a picture on someone's blog of it, and I'm like, oh, look at that. There's a picture of the skull tree with some cement poured in there.
You'll have to text me the... link to that.
Oh, I will.
Of that intro, but that's interesting that they poured cement in the base of it.
It's so weird.
Like, there's two questions in me. Were people trying to dig in there, so the owner of the property said, we're just going to cement it in, or did somebody find something down there that led to it, or did someone not want to get something found?
Right.
But, like, you were talking about, like, looking at things scientifically. It's really easy to do that with this one. Because there's no paranormal parts of the legend.
It's the people, man.
Yeah. Like, you don't see a lady in white walking down the road. There's no orbs that are being reported, no unknown noises. It's just all of these acts by people is what built this legend. And that's what, like, really made it stick out into my mind is this legend is so big and deep and built up amongst the people who have experiences there, but there's not a single paranormal part. It's just,
yeah,
like you said, people.
Yeah, weird goings-ons.
Yeah. Fact is stranger than fiction again here. Lord, the stuff we know for sure is true, like Alex said, is already bonkers and weird enough as is. Alex, if we were to... visit this area in the day, whatever we were able to, what would you expect to see? Or
trucks following us? If I'm being 100% honest, I am not surprised if a vehicle would follow us the whole time. Just the reality that, you know, it is, people still live on the road, and so
yeah.
Whether it's ghost trucks or just local people making sure, for whatever reason, people aren't there, then I imagine we're going to see that. But I don't know. Like I said, I would like to... It's one of those times where it's like, I don't want to look on the grounds for the fortune. I don't care about that. I just want to see the house. Like, I want to know... about the house. I'm weird like that. I like architecture. Yeah. I'd like to see right. the actual building and the foundation and all that stuff. So yeah, I don't really know what to expect other than yeah, probably have some kind of uncomfortable being followed.
No, and I agree. I feel like we have to take multiple cars to be a way to test some theories out. But
That's a bad idea. We're going to be split up. You can only fit one car at a time on that road.
Yeah.
Can't let them get in the middle.
Yep.
Oh, man. This is uncomfortable. I'm looking at the...
Google Street View?
Yeah. Hold on.
What's interesting that you mentioned about being interested in the house too, is I feel like as the legend grows, the house seems to be becoming a smaller and smaller part of the legend. Right.
Is that a dark-colored SUV?
Looks like it.
Yeah.
They're following the Google
card. I just want to point out, obviously taken in the same day, I don't see it there. It's in the one... It's only in the one. Because then...
So they pulled out behind him.
Gone. And I even checked the other side. Didn't pass him.
Well, there's no way to pass him either.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, where did that go?
No, we're just like,
that's
oh, we're gonna
that's
do
beautiful.
You. We're getting out of here.
yeah, that was just... It was severely weird to see that on the Google Maps street view that
there's a car and then there's it's gone.
It was... Because typically when a car follows the Google vehicle, you can follow it for several stops. And there's not a driveway there. I looked. I don't know. Continue on.
I didn't mean to throw
that in there and throw off anything, but it's like...
Yeah, I mean, it goes perfectly with the legend, though, of a lot of unexplained things being merged into one legend here. But what about you, Sean?
So I'm sure that like Alex said, we would... If we don't have a car following us, we definitely have eyes on us. And personally, like, I would love to... And I feel this way about a lot of these places, like... I would want to interview the people that are there and get their side of it, but we're not in the business of debunking.
Right.
We do not want to take any of the fun away from this. So as much as I would want to, you know, talk them into selling t-shirts that say I got followed by black trucks and then taking donations, like, because I support it. Nobody should have their privacy, you know, intruded upon. But
found a second.
But I feel like we would definitely, if we weren't being actively followed, we'd be actively watched.
Yeah.
Where the heck does that come from?
That car came speeding up real quick.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Like, it's there. It's not further up on the road. Huh. Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm just, the fact that you can Google and then... Further up, it's there. I went another step, and it's there. And oh, it's ooh, that's where it starts. Okay. I'm gonna keep following this back, please, by all means.
Now, weird happenings, weird place, and I agree with you too. We're not in the business of debunking things here. We want to talk about some legends that we love or that we're finding out about, and this one fit right in there. That this is one when you hear, you're just like, huh?
Right.
What'd you just say? So, I mean, it is fascinating to me. And, like, when you look at the road, like, it's not like a derelict-looking road.
No, it's just a small one-car road.
You find where the trees are at.
Well, yeah, and there's also... A lot of the trees cover the roadway, and there's no streetlights.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're there at night, if you don't have your lights on, you see nothing.
It'd be terrifying.
I wasn't positive on the color of the vehicle.
I'd say it's a dark-colored vehicle. With tinted glass. I think would be terrifying, if you weren't looking for this road and you just took a wrong turn, and all of a sudden these black trucks are just on your tail, like, you wouldn't know what's going on.
No.
Like, if you're an out-of-stater just passing through, and all of a sudden just, woof, right up on you... And you're just trying to pass through, like, that would be terrifying. And you would have your own legend that you'd be telling, like, I don't know what happened, but this truck just started following me. Yeah, I think...
And all the roads were red.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Alex, any final thoughts on the Devil's Road in Chadsford, PA?
It's very different. I don't know what that is in the...
That is
on the road area.
Beautiful.
I don't know what that is. I don't have a final thought. This is something.
Yes.
I don't know any other way to really explain that. It's just, this is unique. This is, yeah.
this feels almost like something you would experience at Conneaut Lake Park's Halloween.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It doesn't. It feels more like just an urban legend and one of those things that you have a haunted house for, but at the same time, it's...
real life.
Yeah. It's where it crosses that line where you're like, what?
Keep right, going? Like, why is this happening?
Yeah. And, like, like I said, like, when I described it, like, you hear this, and you're instantly like, well, I want to go check it out, but then all of a sudden you start thinking about everything in a video, you're like, do I really want to risk it? Just because, like, the things are just so weird enough that it's like, huh? Maybe? But yeah, I agree. I think it would be fun to go in the daytime. If we did get followed, I think it would be, I don't know if exciting is the right word, funny, interesting.
Yeah, I'd say panic, excitement.
Yeah.
like,
oh my god, it's happening.
Yay.
That's when we release the drone.
Right?
Follow us now! To follow them.
Oh man, it's like in Ghostbusters.
No, but I agree. What an interesting legend. Anything else you want to throw in?
No, just... like we said, the only thing worse than spirits or demons or cryptids is people, so...
Yep. Yeah, I agree. I think that does it for Devil's Road. This is another one that I could see as we get more information we come back to, but I think for now, that is good. Alex is still very confused by Street View and this SUV that keeps popping up randomly on the Google car. I was looking at those photos at work. He's not going to find an answer that he's looking for.
You don't know what I'm looking for.
You're not going to find any answers for any questions. That's
true.
On this
I already
one.
Know that.
No, but come back next week for another exciting episode. Make sure to like and subscribe to get all the up-to-date episodes.
Thanks, guys.
Stay in the light.